Exclusive: Apple removes Donald Trump's song with J6 Prison Choir from iTunes. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on March 16, 2023. Apple temporarily removed former President Donald Trump's debut single, Justice for All, from iTunes on Thursday after the hit single spent 1 week at number one on the iTunes chart, Kash Patel told Breitbart News. Trump released Justice for All less than 2 weeks ago. The song features the J6 Prison Choir, an ensemble of January 6th prisoners who can be heard singing the national anthem while Trump recites the Pledge of Allegiance. Notably, the song topped the iTunes chart, staying at the number one spot for 7 consecutive days. The song beat out Miley Cyrus's Flowers, Tim McGraw's Standing Room Only, and Morgan Wallen's Last Night for the top spot on the iTunes chart. The song was sold for $1.29, with all net proceeds going to certain J6 families in need. The song sold over 22,000 digital downloads from its release on March 3 through Monday, March 13. However, the song was temporarily removed from iTunes for a period of hours on Thursday, consequently removing the song from its number one position on the charts, Patel told Breitbart News. Patel, who served as a national security official during the Trump administration, played an integral role in producing Justice for All. A senior Apple Music representative told Patel the song's removal was due to a miscommunication. "Seems to have been miscommunication between our communications department and our music operations team," the Apple Music representative told Patel. "The issue has been escalated and should be back up on our platform soon." Apple did not respond to Breitbart News's request for comment. Patel noted the song's charitable aspect and told Breitbart News that if we were raising money for Ukraine, the song would not have been removed. Patel told Breitbart News, "It's no surprise that suppression of free speech and charitable endeavors has now extended to the music entertainment industry and Apple Music. They have pulled down a song that was number one on their own charts for 7 straight days, and the only reason they have is because it's a miscommunication. If we were raising money for Ukraine, like Brad Paisley did, they would never pull this song." Patel also said Apple claimed an intern could have been responsible for the song's removal. As of Thursday evening, the song is back on the iTunes platform for purchase but has not reclaimed its spot at number one on the charts. Currently, the number one song on the iTunes chart is Trump Won by Natasha Owens. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.